Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Nobby.
Hi, Abraham.
Okay,
I'm ready to go.
Okay, excellent. So I do have some details here for you regarding getting you up and running for a second location. That's actually a lot easier than we thought.
Okay.
So, so you said it's the same name. Great. Now, do you have an address for the second location already?
No, I'm looking for an office. So I would like to see how far I should then. I would like, so my office in Auburn. So, So I would like to go like in Folsom, El Dorado Hills.
Okay.
And the third location like in Sacramento or closer to Bay Area.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, of course, we would set that same radius for you just to make sure everything is clean and smooth there. Now, does it have a number already? Do you have a second number for it as well? Or are you still working on that also?
No, I don't have anything. So let me write. So excuse me, actually. Let me write that. So, okay. For you told for Facebook ad, it works.
Mm-hmm. And so Facebook ad works up to 50 miles. It's better with 30, but it goes up to 50 miles.
Okay. How
All right.
about
and then
the Google Maps?
So the Google Maps up to 10 miles.
Up to 10 miles. Okay.
All right. And then in order to get a second location set up for you, we would have to create a new profile, of course, because we do need a second phone number, so it can't be the same exact phone number. And then we need a second location address. And then once we do have that all set up for you, we'll be able to go ahead and create the account for a second location and get it set up. Now, because you do have the 249 on your current location, that wouldn't change unless you wanted to add things like, you know, Google Ads or anything like that. It would still be 249 for that location as well.
Okay. Could you, are you behind us your desktop?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could you Google like search pro for me in the Google map?
Check. He said surf roofs?
Surf pro, surf, S-E-R-V-E.
Uh-huh.
P-R-O. There's a space in Auburn.
Okay, and that's Surf Pro in Auburn?
So if you see, there are so many locations they have. They are everywhere, and it's a franchise. So it's one of the companies we are competing with them for the insurance job. So I would like to see, like, can I add, like, my home address as well?
Yeah, so your home address would actually, so if it's, as long as it's different than the address for the current business that we have for you, you can use that. The only difference is we would just mask that on Google because we don't want people showing up at somebody's residence. So we would just mask that address for you on Google.
Okay. Can one business has two, can one office has two business?
I'm not sure how you mean.
So, for example, we would like to open we would like to rent a warehouse with one of our friends. He has a teen shop, and we would like to rent. It has a small office space in front of that. Can we use two different businesses in the same location on the Google?
You can. So you mean like, let's, for example, use ServPro. So if you wanted ServPro and RNG Construction in the same building, is that what you're saying?
The same building and with one door, not different like rooms. There's only one room. For example, in my home there are two businesses. Can we do that one or not?
Well, let me go ahead and make sure. I don't want to give you incorrect information here. So give me one moment.
Sure.
'Cause that's actually a new one.
The reason when I asking my business partner why she took the address before our action. So I would like to see, can be at his home address too or not.
Gotcha. Okay. So just to kind of condense that description here for my management team. So pretty much, can you add a different business in the same building onto Google Maps?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, getting that information now. Let's see. Two businesses in the same building. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, as long as the business name is different, we can use one location for two different businesses.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm going to, so what would be, for each branch, how much you are going to charge for us?
So for the new business to be,
yeah,
put up in the same building.
Yes, it would be the same business. Everything would be the same, only with a different location.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm trying to make sure we're not talking about two businesses in one building versus a second location.
The second location, for example, is in Sacramento, and We would like to rent out with one of my friends the place, and it's almost done. So we can start from that one from next week. So how much money you are going to charge for each location?
Yeah. So as described before, going into the new location, starting up the local splash over there would still be that flat rate of $249 for you, because you already have that pricing, you know, on the current business that you have. So even if you were to go to a second location, it would still be, we would still charge only $249 for that second location as well. So this one and one would still both be, they would both be $249.
But all of them are the same, you know, you are doing the same, we are doing the same website, the same, everything will be the same.
Right, but it's a second location, right? So it'd be like, so let's say you were to put one where you're at, and then you put one two cities over, right? Not only will those radiuses not overlap with each other, but they're technically two different offices, right? Because there's people going to that one, there's people coming to the other
for
one.
Each location.
Okay, I mean, so what
I would like to add, next month for sure I'm going to add two location.
Okay. So you're going to add two locations. I just want to make sure we have all the information correct for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So going to add two locations.
One of them would be like my home.
Mm-hmm.
So actually the other one would be in Sacramento. I'm looking for the office around El Dorado Hills too.
Okay. So they'd still be operating the same my site, the same
everything
pretty much.
Everything.
It would just be a second location. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we definitely would not need to add any bells and whistles there. Give me one second. Okay. So we're just looking for the local SEO for that one. We do want to still get the account dashboard. Okay. All right. So the second location, that one would only be $199 per month.
$199. How about the third one?
The third one. Just to make sure, the third one is, I want to make sure we're talking about the right places. The third one, is that going to be the same building but a different business? Or is that the second location?
No, the same business. All of them are the same business. The location will be different.
Okay, gotcha. So remember, if you're operating out of the same building, it has to be a different business name. We can't use RNG Construction twice in one location?
No, no, for sure not. For sure.
Okay.
Only construction.
Okay. Perfect. So the secondary location, 199. The one in the same building, we just have to go over a few details just to make sure you don't need, or, you know, that other business doesn't need things like Facebook ads and all of that. And then, we can go ahead and, cause likely they'll both be $199 since it does seem like you want to use the same website for all of the locations. So we don't need to add a website. We don't need to add Facebook ads cause you have those running for the, main business anyway. So we would just need the local SEO, right? So that would be the, So that would be your biz profile, Bing local, SEO content, directory submissions, optimized landing page, which would be connected to your website that we'd have made for your My Site, and then advanced reporting. So that would just be the $199 for both of the other businesses.
Gotcha. So could you send an email for me, please, if you don't mind?
I can't read it now. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There we are. That's the email. Overview for additional. As well as same business in second location. Give me one moment here. I'm just typing up the details for you.
No worries. So for each location, we should create a separate email and separate Google business profile?
So not necessarily email. If you're getting all of your emails through one email, that's fine. But the only thing we would need is a second phone number and a second location address. But if it's the one that we're talking about that's going to be in the same building, we just need a second phone number.
Gotcha. So the other things I need from you, so... Okay, so where is the, let me see. So how can I have access to my dashboard?
Okay, so the username and password, actually, let me see if those sent to you here, because I should have gotten a notification for those. Okay, I'm actually not seeing, wait a second, action needed, documents for reinstating, that's not it. Okay, so I am going to have to send that over to you here. You should have received that in an email when we got your client interview set up. It should have sent you your username, which will be the business phone number. So that'll be the 916-208-8877. And then the password should be cool search, all lowercase in one word.
Can you send the email to you, please?
Absolutely. Let me just go ahead and find it for you here.
08-8877. Cool search, you told me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All one word and all lowercase. And I am seeing here that we did not get that sent over to you. So let me go ahead and request that get sent over to you here really quickly, okay?
It doesn't work. In 916-208-8877. And cool is, could you spell it for me, please? C?
C-O-O-L. L, as in Lima, and then search, like you're searching for something, S-E-A-R-C-H.
No, it's not.
It's not, okay. So that means we have not gotten that set up for you here. So give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and send those details over for you as well. Give me 1 second. Okay, now while I'm getting that sent over for you, I didn't ask, the second business that's running out of the same location, does that one have a, that one has a different phone number as well, right?
I can add as many as yeah, do you, so yes, we can add different phone numbers for sure.
Okay, okay. Perfect, perfect. Excuse me.
No worries.
Okay. So I do have your account dashboard information here. So I had your password wrong. I do apologize. Just let me know when you're ready.
No worries. Wow. Okay. What's the password?
So that's Net Bing. So N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Tango, and then Bing like the website. B as in boy, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy. G is in gravy, so Net Bing.
It works. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, excellent. So you might not see anything in there as of now, because, you know, we haven't really gotten started on anything yet, but this is where you'll see all of those, the progressions. This is where you'll see all of your, you know, clicks, keywords, things like that, okay?
Gotcha, okay.
All right, and then there will be others sent out for the other two businesses. So whenever we get down to creating the one that's in the same location, you'll receive a different username and password. And then when we set up your second location under the same name, it'll be sent over to that one as well. So these will all be sent over to the same email because we don't need a different email. So you'll receive all of them in that same email, okay?
Okay, so what? So give me a second. Did you send any emails for me for the pricing, or not yet?
Yeah. So that didn't get to you yet. Let me make sure, because it does say sent. It might just be a little bit of a delay, but let me go ahead and back it up for you just in case. All right, so I resent that over for you. Make sure you got that. Definitely make sure the details are correct there, you know, second location, same location. If not, we want to make sure that information is correct for you so that everything can remain smooth for you, okay?
Gotcha.
Excuse me, goodness.
Just but please read through this critical subject. Did you send this email?
Yeah, so I sent it to the same email that we send everything. So Navid at RANGCA, RANGCA.
This is our dashboard. Okay, gotcha. So how about the pricing?
You didn't see the pricing email come over for you yet?
No, it didn't.
Okay, give it just a refresh it for me. It should pop up there. It shouldn't go into your spam, but check there just in case.
It's coming. So below the same location was the same business in the second location. Pricing for both new location, second location, and same building business. So set up $199 fee. And apply 99 to both. So, Rod, could you come over, please? No, I'm asking to my business partner. So.
Okay.
He's coming from form of the second shared location in Sacramento of different business, the same location. Pricing for both new location. So for two of them, for each one you are charging like $100.
$199, correct.
No. For two branches, how much you are charging total?
So each location will be $199.
Oh, gotcha. I thought that for both of them you are charging me $199. I was happy.
I wish I could. My goodness, I definitely wish I could. I don't even have an override for that, unfortunately.
No worries. That's okay. Okay. Okie dokie. Okay. So... What should I do? Take care of that. What should I do now? What's my this location, for main location? What should I do? What's my next step? Do you need anything? Local/ need anything from me?
For the second location in the second business in the same building?
For
Sacramento.
For the main branch. First, let's finalize this one.
Mm-hmm. So for the main branch, we've pretty much gotten everything taken care of here. You know, we do have you went through the client interview. We have your My Site being done for you. We got you logged into your account dashboard. Let me just make sure if there's anything else we need to send over. I sent over your Google verification back on the 23rd, so you should have that as well. Okay, so yeah, everything for main location that we were going over all week, that's all been done at the moment, so you don't need to worry about that. We'll be sending you the steps, of course, you know, as we're going. You know, we'll tell you where we're at, you know, how, you know, when we get your website done, you'll get a notification for that. When we have your directory submissions, you'll get a notification for that. But, you know, everything for RNG Construction and Engineering, Inc.,
okay.
That's all been done. So we're pretty much done with that one there.
So, give me a sec, please. The Google, if something happened, could you Google map my business now, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see.
I don't know what's going on here. This Google search, don't see what it's looking for.
Engineering, Inc. So I do have your map area pulled up here. Right, RNG. So this one just says RNG Engineering Incorporated. So that's not correct.
No, we are RNG Construction with the symbol N and engineering R. A-N-D-G, Construction and Engineering. So when I'm writing this one, it now it's showing me a different place with all of my reviews.
You said it's showing a different price?
No, different. My location doesn't show. Is it come up on your? Interesting.
Okay. So the 701 High Street, no, that's Yelp. That's on Yelp. We're not worried about that. Yeah, so this is all things we are definitely going to be correcting for you here. Let me actually see where that step is at the moment.
No, it's not bringing me. Google is not coming up yet. It's not Google Map.
Right. So we're still working on that here.
Gotcha.
With the provided documentation that you sent over to us. So our team is working on that.
Gotcha.
Let's see. GBP name to RNG. So we did. So we're in the middle of getting that situated here. We just got your GBP name this morning. Tethered for RNG construction to match the documents that you sent over there. And then we're just cleaning that up to begin moving that into the ranking for you. So we're still working on that for you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you, bro. I'm going to call you in probably on Monday to make a final decision for moving for the second locations.
Okay.
Thank
excellent.
You.
Excellent. You're very welcome. I'll go ahead and make sure that my time slot is available for you. Do you know around what time you'll be calling in so you can be available?
Probably after 2 or 3 o'clock.
After 2 or 3? Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let me set that here for you.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Yep. I will make sure that I am 100% available for you at that time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, excellent. Is there any other questions for me? Anything else you need from
That's
me?
It. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon, Navid.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.